Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We have a new friend with us this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. Sulema Gourani is here. Sulema is the founder of TradeConductor.com, promoting world peace through trade. I love that. I love that goal that she has there for her company. She's the author of a book called The Unboss, which I like that title as well, which talks about making the transition from employee to employer, or at least to business owner. She is a globally recognized leader. The UN has recognized her. The World Economic Forum has recognized her, and we're so happy she's now a member of our Brain Trust. Sulema Gourani, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much. And good morning from San Francisco.
It's good to have you here, Sulema. So you were like me. You were a good employee for a long time, weren't you? And then you decided when I left my last job, Sulema, I instead of doing my resume again, I said, I don't need help screwing up my life. I could do that by myself. And I started my own business.
You know, Jim, it wasn't really a decision, I have to say. I was actually fired.
And, I was too.
Congratulations. You know, I take a pride in being fired. It is okay. You know, a lot of people don't like to be fired, of course. It brings a lot of insecurity in life, so such as, you know, economical, and if you're in U.S., insurance and all these things. But I was fired, and I actually decided to be very open about me being fired. At this time, I'm from Denmark, and in Denmark, it was kind of an embarrassment if you were fired. You know, you're not supposed to be fired. And that is why people keep saying, I'm in between jobs. It was a mutual agreement. But I totally went out there and said I was fired, and I just took it, right? The thing is, I was actually also pregnant. So this became kind of a case. And I think, for me, it was actually, I mean, it was very traumatizing. And I was very unhappy. I have been the breadwinner for I don't know how long. I have been responsible for global sales for the biggest companies you can imagine, like Hewlett Packard,
wow,
Microsoft, Maersk. You know, so I was used to have big positions ever since I was very young. So suddenly I was without a job and I was pregnant and I didn't have much of a choice. I tried to get a job. I went to interviews, all the headhunters. You know, they said all the nice things about, you can come back when you have had your baby. And I didn't have time to wait. Actually, Jim, I couldn't afford to wait. That's the truth.
Right.
So I just needed to find out the thing.
Well, let me say this. I can't top the pregnant thing, but I wouldn't even try. But in just a little bit of my defense, I had two teenagers and two mortgages, so that's close.
So I was highly
motivated, just like you. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a burning platform, but it's also, you know, a very stressful situation, and some people break when they are under super pressure. I just couldn't afford to break either, you know.
Right.
I just had to find a solution. And so I looked, you know, sometimes when you are under a lot of pressure, that is actually where you find your true talent. You know, a lot of people walk around all life long, not thinking that they have a talent, not being sure that they actually are worth their salary. That insecurity can actually hunt you down sometimes. So when you're under a lot of pressure, it is an excellent timing for you to go out and test what you're very good at. And let me say something.
Let me stick a couple things in there, Sulema. Mm-hmm. Number one, I actually went back and thanked the person who fired me. And you probably,
exactly,
you may have,
yeah,
done that too. And the other thing is, one of the good news about starting a business from nothing is you don't have to worry about whether you're worth your salary. Right?
Because
there is no salary.
There is really no salary. There's nothing. You know, there is absolutely nothing. That is scary too. But when you're under a lot of pressure, it's also an I mean, it can be a miracle because then you have to test the waters, right? And a lot of people, they try to start a business in the nights, in the weekends, when they, you know, besides their day job. And it's never fully successful because they don't go out there fully. Anyways, so I was sitting with a good friend of mine. He's like a very famous entrepreneur in Denmark, where I am from. And I was sitting breastfeeding my baby because then eventually I had my baby, and I was sitting breastfeeding him while we had the meeting because I had no leave, right? I did not even have 2 weeks of leave. I had no leave. I was writing emails just the minute before I had my delivery. It was just insane.
Wow, good for you.
I don't want anyone to go through this situation, but that was my beginning. So it was very, very painful. And everyone told me, just go on welfare. But I'm not that.
No.
Oh, yeah. So because there was no pregnant entrepreneurs that I could look up to, right? most women in Denmark are actually employed, and they are employed in the public sector.
Right.
So I didn't have any role models. I was all by myself, and no one supported me. Anyway, I was sitting breastfeeding at that meeting with my friend, who's a very successful entrepreneur, and he said, so how much do you make in your job? And I think I made, you know, I was very well paid. I think $15,000 a month at that time, which was back in 2007.
That's pretty good.
And he said, so are you worth your salary? And I said, yes, I can document my results. I've been working with this for 10 years. And he said, okay, then go out and prove it. You have to make able to invoice for 10-15K a month.
Right.
If you say to me you're worth your salary, then you can go out and make it yourself. And again, I've never had any month where I didn't invoice for at least 15,000K, not even close. So that was my, like, that provoked me so much. That was the key sentence that he needed to tell me. He said, are you worth your salary? And I said, yes, I'm worth my salary. He said, go out and make it. So the big question is, where do you go from there? The thing is, I knew a lot of companies who really wanted to employ me, but they would never afford it, or it was not the right match. I didn't really want to work there, right? Then I decided to go to one of these companies and say, hey, you can have me Monday and Wednesday. And then I set a very low salary.
Right.
Very low.
Right.
Just as low so I could pay my mortgage, my basics.
That's exactly what I did. When I got fired the last time, I started a company of consulting company, and my tagline was I'm a vice president you can rent, and so I was a part time vice president, and I did the same thing. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna move on and talk about some of her more recent accomplishments. Sulema Gourani and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.